Dr. Klein, I'm getting a psychiatry note on today's date is January 22nd, identifying information, Crystal Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T, returning patient, vital signs, height 5'7", weight 221 pounds, pulse 72 per minute, chief complaints. I have been feeling more depressed and anxious. My family has been worried about me. History of present illness, patient describes the relapse, recurrence of depression, significant anxiety, relates this to the fact that her son Josh was in an autism program. However, he had been doing well initially, however, had started having difficulty and essentially left the program to come back to live at home. This has been very stressful and difficult for the patient. Past psychiatric history is significant for depression and anxiety, family psychosocial history. Current stressor has to do with taking care of her autistic son, Josh. Alcohol, substance abuse, patient describes occasional social use of alcohol, no history of DUIs, levels or withdrawals, denies any history of drug use. On appearance, well-groomed, appropriate, gait and patient normal, metastatic examination, he is a cooperative individual, was oriented in all three spheres, speech was seen to be relevant, coherent, and goal-directed, no evidence of any formal thought disorder, mood is somewhat disordered, affective, anxious, and apprehensive, no perceptual disorders, denies suicidal ideation, intent, or plan, no gross cognitive impairment, neurological system, no headaches, no neurological symptoms. Problem number one, depression, recurrent depression. Problem number two, anxiety. Problem number three, dealing with son's autism diagnosis. X is 1, 296.32, X is 1B, 300.02. Treatment plan, continue Prozac, 20 milligrams daily. Number two, Ativan, 0.5 milligrams POBID. Number three, refer to Jim Joyce, LMHC, for individual psychotherapy and also to help with dealing with Josh's autism spectrum, autism, and help with learning and adapting coping skills. Number four, I have discussed with the patient in detail the risk-benefit analysis, side effects, indications for use, effect on driving, interaction with alcohol of the lorazepam. Number five, follow-up has been scheduled. Emergency access numbers have been provided to the patient. End of dictation.